This is Toss Talk, where it's all about yard games, having fun, and what it takes to create social entertainment. With your host and creator, Kelvin, on Toss Tunes Radio.
What's up, and welcome back to another episode of Toss Talk. And today we are playing Paddle Slam. If you haven't heard of Paddle Slam, it is pickleball mixed with can jam. Well, not exactly pickleball, but you're using pickleball paddles. And if you see these paddles, they are pristine, very nice. However, the game is mixing pickleball with can jam, or basically you're playing can jam with pickleball paddles. It's a fun game, and I have one of the early creators of it, Robert. He is on the line, and we're chatting all things Paddle Slam, what he's been up to, how the game's been evolving, and everything with yard games these days. But wait, there's more. Robert has also invented the ultimate version of Paddle Slam. This is wild. Links are in the show notes. Check it out. You got to see the videos. It is like Paddle Slam mixed with lacrosse. Teams are hitting the ball back and forth, dribbling up the field, balancing the pickleball on their paddle. It is crazy. It looks like a lot of fun, but this is revolutionary. It's cool. It's inventive, and that's what we like to see in this yard game business. People pushing the boundaries and creating brand new games for everybody to enjoy. So, like I said, links are in the show notes. Toss Talk listeners will receive $10 off their purchase of a Paddle Slam set using promo code KIDSFIRST. That's promo code KIDSFIRST. Links are in the show notes. Without further ado, let's get into this chat. Robert, what's up? Welcome to Toss Talk.
Thanks for having me, Kelvin. I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, I'm glad you decided to join. I've been seeing your game just on Instagram, seeing the videos. It looks like a lot of fun. I like the fact that you've mixed, like pickleball with can jam, just created another fun game. I feel like a lot of these yard games are a little bit of a mix of games, which is cool. It's very creative. But let's get into it. Like, how did you actually come up with the game, and what led you to create the business?
So funny you should ask. I was working on a different invention. I called it the Wacky Paddle Diamond. And my tenant and I were in my backyard at the time, and we had like this little course set up on the ground, and we were bouncing balls into like little quadrants. And he's a pretty, easygoing guy, my tenant. And after we had finished playing, I looked at him and I said, "Herman, what do you think? Is it fun?" And he kind of shook his head like, I think we got to go back to the drawing board on this. So out of frustration, I kind of kicked the bucket over and we started hitting balls in the backyard. It's like the middle of February. And there in the back lawn were two sets of can jam frozen in the ground. And as we're hitting these balls into the can jam target, and they're like little beach tennis balls, the tiny ones that you play with, like Procodema. I'm like, Herman, why am I reinventing the wheel here? It's already here. We just need to utilize a different style cone. So the earlier versions of Paddle Slam were this warpy plastic that was melting in the sun, and these balls that you couldn't see when we did the paddle pass. People were swinging and missing. And then it slowly evolved into more of a high density plastic and better paddles that evolved into pickleball paddles. And then obviously a pickleball, which at the time, I'll be honest, I didn't even know what a pickleball, I heard the sport, it was a big Floridian sport, and I think it might've started in Seattle. So people came to me and said, this is like pickleball. I'm like, what's pickleball? So we were on that path long before we even knew what it was. So, it just kind of all came together and to what it is today, which is the backyard version of what we call Paddle Slam. And yes, we do reference can jam because they have the edge on us when it comes to popularity. That's for sure.
Yes, Game Jam is very popular, but like I said, like I like the mixture of games and doing something different. And essentially, you are getting a different game. You're hitting with pickleball paddles, and the cone, like you said, is different, so it's harder. So that's very cool how you just kind of, you know, recognize that something very easy to make something completely new. What where are you located?
So we are located in Lake Grove, New York. It's so the epicenter of where this was created was Smith Point, Shirley. It's a beach, you know. It is the game can be played in the grass, can be played obviously in asphalt, can be played in any location, but the ideal or optimal location is when you could do a what we call a paddle pass. It's where you serve the ball to your partner. They bump the ball up in the air, you run down and you try to spike it into the cone. The sand allows for you to dive and make these incredible shots that obviously make for great video footage too. But so yeah, the game certainly evolved and spawned out on the beach and then kind of worked its way into the phys ed, the school environment. So yeah, we're Long Islanders, my partners and I, and then obviously we travel, you know, to get the game to other coastal cities and what have you. But yeah, so we're hoping that your podcast could help us reach areas that haven't heard of us at this point.
Of course. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of games that have been coming out of that area, like Buffalo, New York, that upstate kind of area. I don't know what's going on. What's in the water up there?
Very true.
So you said it's just you and a business partner? Are you and a friend?
Yeah, so I have my longtime friend Richie that's been helping me out. And then I have another kid also named Richie. The three of us really are the heart and soul of the company. When it does get busy, I have my kids and my wife help with the packaging and what have you. You know, this time of year, obviously, with the holidays, it picks up. The winter, obviously not our busiest month, but then the spring, it really starts to take off with schools when they start ordering for their backyard games and their summer events, or I should say their field day events. So yeah, we're very cyclical with the seasons, because the East Coast is, you know, a very seasonal state. So,
yeah, no, that's very good that you recognize it. You bring up a very good point. I think everybody should know is after you're like selling for a year, just kind of get down like what your cycles are of like when you may or may not pick up. So, you know, when to order, because inventory and ordering when to order is crucial in a business, especially ones that take a while to get created. So, yeah, feel like people very don't true. Realize that right away.
Yep.
Very true. Yeah, let's just circle back a little bit. So exactly how do you play the game?
Yeah, so the basic paddle slam game, which I'd like to talk about first, is similar aspect, and I'm going to reference Can Jam again. It's a four-person game, two teams of two. You and your partner would stand opposite one another, and you would each have one opportunity to hit a pickleball into or against a plastic gaming cone. So if your partner decides, let's say, to do a direct shot, from 25, 30 feet away, you would be there as like a backboard to kind of redirect or assist the ball into the cone. But the way that we have the students and obviously the teachers, which like to see their students run, is we incorporated this wipeout or this paddle pass shot rather. And you would serve to your partner the ball from 25 feet away. They would loft the ball up in the air by their cone. You would then run across after you serve it to them and try to spike the ball into or against the cone. If you're able to get that ball into that small center hole on that paddle pass, you could actually take out your opponent's score. So unlike any other game, you could reset your opponent's score. So even if you're trailing 18-3, you could take your opponent's right back down to zero and you still have another chance to get back into the game. So that aspect of the game has made us made it very intriguing for people to get into, to play, and it also keeps you in it even when you're like you're falling behind. We've definitely found that niche of people that are paddle, you know, that are big with paddles as opposed to a frisbee, and really have good accuracy because they're good ping pong players, and they just know how to really skill or redirect that ball with finesse into that cone. And they get better and better, which is what inspires them to keep coming back.
That's very cool. I actually like that. I like that idea of, you know, getting a little run in there and like taking out your opponent's score and everything, because it keeps the game a little interesting. Because, I mean, I do love playing Can Jam, but I remember like years and years ago when I first started playing Can Jam, I was like, I don't know how to throw a frisbee that well. Like, what is going on? But I did grow up playing tennis, and I feel like I can actually hit a paddle, the pickleball kind of better than I could throw a frisbee sometimes. So I think a lot of people are in that same boat, and you're running around and you can play different game modes. It's a very good idea. I like that. Very creative.
Appreciate that.
So speaking more on the game, what occurs in your game that's exciting when it happens, but it doesn't happen like frequently?
So I know we touched upon it, you know, with that wipeout shot, but in addition to taking out your opponent's score, it is a it's something that we also try to encourage, which is the people to take direct aim at the cone. And if they're able to get into that small center hole in the front, you could actually get an instant win or game over. There is no rebuttal at that point. You basically just stole the game. You walk away, you raise your hands in the air, and you celebrate. You know, it is difficult to do. You know, as you know, that hole is only 4 1/4 inches in diameter. You know, so you're trying to aim from 25 feet away, and you got elements such as the wind and depending on where you're playing that, you know, could be shifting that ball on you. So you got to have some skill to get that ball. And so, yeah, it's quite a thrill to see that game over shot happen. But even the basic, you know, paddle assist into the top, that's fun to do. If you're a good skilled, like badminton style player, you could actually underhand the ball into the top of the cone, which is also challenging to do as well. So there's so many different variations of scoring with a cone and a ball. And like we were mentioning earlier, you know, if you play on the beach, which is where the game was born, diving over the top of that cone for any of these shots, you know, that paddle pass into the center is just an amazing feeling, you know, as you glide through the air and your partner sees that ball go in. So, yeah, that's definitely a... Definitely got some, it's got so many variations. It just makes for such a way to improve your skills, you know, as a pickleball player.
No, that's very cool. And like I said, I love like this style type of game. Cause, I kind of thought of a game almost like similar to yours. You get those same feels where, you know, it's Can Jam esque, but except, you know, instead of using paddles, like you're using like a really bouncy ball. To where like you throw it to your partner, almost like ramp shot in a sense, you know, tapping it into a smaller apparatus type deal for points and everything like that. So like that, this style of game is like, you know, Can Jam hit it on the head with the way you guys interact, but changing the game a little bit, using some paddles. And I did receive the game and very nice paddles. It looks cool. So I'm excited to play it. So you did a good job with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Speaking of the game itself, where are you getting it manufactured at?
So currently, due to the fact that we have wooden paddles and so we have tried to source locally, and the obstacle has always been, we had the Amish at one point make our paddles.
Wow, really?
Yeah, but we couldn't remain competitive. So you can get the plastics done here, you can get the balls, but it's the wood paddles that have been our obstacle. So we do source the product from China right now. So there is that waiting period while it's on the boat making its way over. So you really got to plan, like you mentioned earlier, for inventory. Yeah. But we would love to at some point find a local company. And as we continue in this podcast, I do have more information to share about a future product that's coming down the pipeline, which would allow for maybe some of these variations of these this product to become more locally sourced. And another variation of the game, which is really starting to take off, and it's where this game is going. It's where your future, where your podcasters are going to see us in the next 2 or 3 years. It's going to be on a football field playing a sports version of this game. So I'll dive into that a little later in this podcast.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Yeah. So what version are you on from like your original concept? I know you had a very rough time with the, you know, plastic melting and stuff. How many iterations did it take to get you to this point?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, we started out with the melting plastic version. We got picked up by a company called Spin Master. We were with them for a few years. We kind of had a falling out, didn't really like where the product was going with them. So that would be, I guess, version two. Version three would be the paddles that were more of like a beach style paddle with the pickleball. And then the cones got larger, and then the paddles turned into pickleball paddles. That was version four. And then version five we'll discuss later in this cast. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice. Four is not too bad. I've heard people that have a lot more.
Good to know.
Yeah. Keeping on this topic. So I know you had difficulties like with the paddle, but what was another like difficult part in creating this?
So we had, there's a few obstacles. I guess one is just trying to figure out the right formula for, you got to figure safety into, you know, a kid diving onto a cone. So you don't want it to be hard like a Can Jam product. That's a high density plastic where if a kid landed on it, they could, you know, they could get hurt. So we had to make something a little more medium density and pliable. So then you're dealing with now wind and other elements. So weight came into factor. So that the cones had to be had evolve a few times in order to become the right thickness and the right size. Then the paddles, of course, you know, getting the right paddle edge. The original edges weren't holding up to the gym floors. You know, kids would throw them inevitably, and the paddle edges would then splinter. So we had to go with a more rubberized paddle edge, and then the grips had to be improved. So this latest and greatest set that we have, this latest version 4, now incorporates the latest paddle edges, the best of the grips, the best of the cones, and now we've added the additional balls into the package. We realized that people want to have like ready play. You know, they don't just want to search around for a ball. They want to just pick up a ball and go and make the game more spontaneous. So we're trying to learn from the customer, you know, learn from the feedback we get from the schools and incorporate that into the latest and greatest product. So
that is awesome. I love hearing that the little details about it, because, you know, people just go and look and buy a product and they don't really know like a lot of those little details that really have to go into it and are legitimate factors that can make or break a product. Like, you know, you don't want your game being blown by the wind or having it too hard to hurt a child. Like all those little things you got to take into consideration, and it's a lot. So good job thinking through all those problems.
Sure is.
Yeah. What's but outside of what you mentioned, is there an interesting fact or something that you really would like your customers to know about your product that they might not know just picking it up?
Well, yes. I said if people take the time, you know, we emphasize the rules and the game of paddle slam and the specifics that revolve around, you know, just this variation. But as I venture into the world of social media, I see that the phys ed community has taken this game and turned it into so many different variations that it's not limited to just paddle slam. You could play 6 to 10 to 20 different versions of this and incorporate it into your program. And it could be, you know, just, you know, having the kids all center around the cone and doing like a wind sprint. I saw a football coach have all his, students line up, and then one guy would be at the far end. One student would run down, paddle pass to another, and then the other guy would run to the back of the line and just like keep it going almost like in a wind sprint fashion. So, and again, that's not doing it justice. There are literally 20 versions of games that I've seen online that people have done with these cones and these paddles. So, for people that are looking into it, yes, I'd love to teach them the basics, but there's so much more you could do with a cone. And I didn't even know. So it's amazing what great minds can do when they come
great.
Together with
that's
their
the
students.
The beauty of yard games in general. There's a lot of games that you can play just different ways, you know, have your house rules, and it just becomes a brand new game. And finding like more than 5 different versions to play of your game is like a win, because, you know, it's just endless fun.
So true.
So you're out there, you're trying to sell the game. what do you think is like the most common misconception you encounter from customers when they're seeing the game for like the first time?
I would think that it's educating them. And, you know, the hardest part that I think is when you have to reference another game to sell your game. So, you know, and we brought it up at least a few times in this podcast, which is you have to reference Can Jam in order to sell them on a pickleball game. That's true. If there was a way to steer away from that conception that it is a Frisbee game, or it is a targeted game, similar, it does have a lot of the aspects, or it is a backyard game. This version, and then we'll dive into the newer version, but I think that the misconception is that we do fall in line with Kanja, when in actuality we're so very different. And but it takes educating the customer and going to conventions and really just getting the product out there. And as the community of people that play this in events see it, they get it, and then you could start to reference it by name and have that stick. You know, people like, oh, I know this, and you don't have to go into such lengthy details like we are right now.
Yeah, no, I hear you, and that could be a good thing and could kind of be a bad thing, as you were saying. You want it to stand on its own and be its own game, but it does have elements of another game. I go through the same thing with my tumblers. When people ask me, like, you know, what is this? And I reference, I'm like, it's the same stainless steel as a Yeti. It's pretty much just like that. You just have scoring rings on it. And then people understand it. They're like, okay, yeah, I know a Yeti tumbler and that. So I have to reference something else just to make sure people are okay with my product. So sure. I get it. No, that's very good questions. I just have a couple random questions to ask you. So you're having people over. What is your go-to dish to make?
My go-to dish to make. I usually, listen, I'm a basic guy. I'm a hot dog and hamburgers type of guy. I just flip them on the grill and get ready to go. The wife is the one who has the culinary skills. So, I hate to discredit my abilities, but I could make a mean calzone. But outside of that, I'm going to have to defer to the missus for the finesse or the better cooking,
All good. And I like that question because somebody at least they have like one or two things that they cook. Like I only have a couple. I'm not cooking a bunch of things, but I know those things are going to be great.
Sure.
Question number two. So I know you have your own game. You love playing that game, but what is your favorite backyard game besides Paddle Slam?
So we built our own version of Polish, you know, with the PVC you know, the beer bottle. So I'm a huge fan of that, you know, throwing the Frisbee at the targeted bottle and, you know, requires the quick reflexes of being able to grab. And I do know the guys from, Nolan and such from, Bottle Bash, nice guys. And we actually do a big, backyard games event for Make-A-Wish Foundation at one of the local parks here, and they come along with Ramp Shot and the guys from Tri-Cross and QB54. So we get 8 different backyard games together, and that seems to be a big crowd favorite is the Polish or Bottle Bash style game. So yeah, I'm a huge fan. That's definitely, obviously with the exception of my game, my second favorite game would definitely be the Bottle Bash.
No, that is great. It's awesome that you guys all get together. I didn't even really know about that. But like I was saying, a lot of those guys are from that area. So it's cool that you guys can link up like that.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bottle Bash. Been playing it, you know, since young. And every time I introduce it to somebody, I still feel like I find people that haven't played it before. They're like hooked already. So another one of those interesting games. Yep. Next question. What do you think the most influential book you've read?
So I would have to say that I am one of those people that kind of skated through school with reading Cliff Notes. Now with the introduction of ChatGPT, like I wish this was around when we were, you know, younger.
Yeah.
I am a non, I read, you know, is it nonfic? So I am not a book reader per se. And, I would, I'm going to have to pass on that because I'd be lying to you if I said that I was. But, and I don't have time now with the four kids up there just beating each other up. I am, just don't have time.
I hear you. No, yeah, I haven't deep dove into a book in a while, but, I still listen to like a ton of podcasts these days, even though I have my own podcast. So I do like taking in some information and some business information, but you know, somebody has a book that, you know, has stuck with them, even when they read it when they're very young or just recently. There's always that one book that people like. So I like to ask that.
Sure. Yep.
Good answers. Let's move on. I just have a few more questions for you. All right. So as a business owner, what do you think is your like productivity like hack or something that keeps you focused and organized that you can give? That you can help a fellow entrepreneur like use these tools when they're, trying to create their business.
So I would have to say, learn to delegate to others who possess different skill sets to fill the voids in the areas that you cannot achieve. And the perfect example is my deficiency or my biggest problem is I do not know how to do social media. And we would be light years ahead of where we are now if I knew. So it was only until just recently that it was pointed out, almost insulting me in the process of where and what I lack. So we have two individuals starting in March that are going to really build a name around the game, you know, this is where I should have been 3 or 4 years ago. So yes, allow others to fill that void and don't take offense to it because you cannot know it all. I'm good at certain things, but I'm certainly not good at everything. And allow yourself that. And it's unfortunate, but some of us are very stubborn in our ways and we don't accept others' feedback. So be receptive, you know, be receptive.
Yep. That makes sense. It is kind of hard to, you know, let things go, but you do have to know like what you're good at and what you're not good at so that you can delegate those tasks and know at least enough so you can like check the person's work at least because you can't just be completely blind.
Very true. Very true.
All right. Next question. So what are you currently excited about coming up for the business? Like what are all the new things that are happening? What can we see in the future?
So I'm very excited for this question and I'm probably going to designate most of the time to this, if you don't mind.
No, so that's fine.
One thing that we realized during watching and playing the basic version of Paddle Slam was that people wanted to play offense and defense. They wanted to change the game in a different manner that we didn't allow for in the beginning. And then we realized why fight it? If people are looking to make this more of a sport, why not just be receptive to it? So the game of Ultimate Paddle Slam was born. And just to kind of go over very briefly what Ultimate Paddle Slam is, Ultimate Paddle Slam is very similar to lacrosse, basketball, and volleyball, kind of soup together. It's played on a football field, and it involves offensive defense and a larger cone. And we actually redesigned a brand new paddle. We'll call it a haddle for lack of a better, which is a paddle that you slip your hand into, and it doesn't have a handle. But it basically allows you to self paddle or pickle a ball and pass back and forth with a partner while driving a field and scoring on a cone. So we've been going into schools. We did about 16 schools so far. We got about 24 lined up for the spring and they are very receptive to this new sport, this new version of the game. And I think the future of Paddle Slam is going to be Ultimate Paddle Slam. And I would love for you to get this information out to your listeners that, they could just go online and take a look. We have a video coming out in another couple of weeks that's going to explain in greater detail what Ultimate Paddle Slam is all about. But this new paddle that I described, I think is going to be the future of the sport. It kind of cradles the ball. This pickling concept of self paddling has never been done before. That's a skill set that people are going to learn. Sort of like dribbling a basketball. You know, when you first did that, I mean, how long did it take you to get that down? You're now looking at an opponent, watching them and looking at to see where your offense is so you could pass on the ball without having your eyes on the ball. So you got to learn that feel of that ball in your paddle as you drive this field and the score on this cone. So it is becoming a field sport. And, we have the rights to all the products, so and the action of the sport. So we're hoping that we could take this to the next level. So that's the future of paddle slam, and that's where
that's
where
we're going. That is very excited. Yep. Did you like recently post a video about that, or have people playing it?
We do have some videos of people playing Ultimate Paddle Slam, both in a gym environment. LA Fitness, one of our local gyms, has picked it up, so you'll see people playing it there. We have some local schools that have played it and allowed us to post their students playing it, so you could see their kids playing it. And then the video, the actual explanation video, instructional video, is coming out within the next week and a half or two, which will go into greater depths of what it is for those that want to incorporate it. We have a program that we designed. We go into the schools, we pitch it to their, 75 to 100 kids per class, 9 periods. So it's an all day affair. And we just go school to school to school every day. And it's been a blast in the spring and in the fall. And, they incorporate it into their curriculum, into the intramural program. And then eventually we'd like to see the schools, kind of spar off against one another. So it'll be like, sort of like any sport, football, baseball, basketball, they'll be competing in Ultimate Paddle Slam against another school. So this is a sport that you will see coming to a school near you.
That is very cool. I did see a couple of the videos and I was like, oh man, like what are they doing in the game now? This is exciting. Like they got really excited playing. So it must have been fun.
Yep, definitely was. And we, like any sport, it had its hiccups in the beginning. We saw that with the basic beach tennis paddles, kids were swinging away haphazardly. So that's where the handleless paddle was born, out of necessity, out of a need to protect the kids from hurting each other. So we'd love for any phys ed people that are listening to your podcast to get on board and reach out. We'll make our way to your school.
Yeah. Oh man, I feel like we had a lot of games growing up. Like we did. I love a lot of the classic games. But just the games nowadays, these kids are just spoiled with games. There's so many new games, so many interesting games that, the thing that I love about game is like, it's strategy. You're learning something new. You got to learn a new skill like right away. And if you have a partner, you got to communicate with your partner, just like playing any type of game like basketball and stuff like that. But when you learn something new and like a new skill, those receptors are just firing off in your brain. And I feel like it's good for children to know that. And it's good for adults to keep your mind sharp and have fun and do something else. So I love that you're trying to push it and push your game to do something else and make it a little more high impact. And also it's still low impact. So very, very good idea. I'm excited for this as well.
Thank you.
Oh man. All right. That was great. I just have one more question for you. So as a yard game entrepreneur, what is your mantra or quote or something that's inspiring you that gets you up every single day ready to get out and sell Paddle Slam?
This kind of segues or kind of connects back to your business owner question. But, again, just being self-aware. Always allowing your customers' feedback and criticism to help dictate your path. Always be receptive to change. Create smaller milestones so not to overwhelm yourself in the process of trying to achieve your larger goal. So just get up, have fun, enjoy, realize that not every day is going to be a super success. Not every person that plays your game is going to be as overwhelmingly, overwhelmingly excited as you are, but that's okay. You know, you're going to forge ahead regardless of what other obstacles come. And at the end of the day, you're here to make people happy and have a good time. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. I love that. Yes, being self-aware. And yeah, that is that's very big. I feel like people can be overwhelmed and really try to force something on somebody. But yeah, you just gotta be self-aware, listen to a customer and all the feedback, and hopefully good things will come. Oh man, Robert, this has been great. Like I said, I've been following the game for a while, just finally decided to reach out and have this conversation with you. And I just feel better about your game because I know a lot more of the details. And I think the customers and listeners will appreciate that as well. So I appreciate you for making this game.
Thank you, Calvin. Appreciate you taking the time to explain it. And, you know, we'll look forward to getting you out here to the island, and, we'll have you playing Ultimate Paddle Slam before you know it.
Will do. I know I just got a new home with a huge backyard, so I'm going to have games all over the place. It's going to be fun.
Good to hear. We'll come your way then.
Oh, man. Yes. Oh, but like I said, I appreciate you for coming on, and we'll be in touch.
Sounds good. Thanks for having.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
That was Robert, creator of the game Paddle Slam. Oh man, you guys gotta grab a set, use promo code KIDSVERSE and get $10 off your purchase of a Paddle Slam set. If you enjoy pickleball, you might as well just enjoy a yard game around pickleball and mixing another classic fun game in Can Jam in that. And if you're up for it, you could play the ultimate version. But that's all I got for you guys. I have a lot more games coming up. New games. Games I just recently heard about. So this has been fun. And make sure you check out that TikTok. I have a few videos up there. So give it a like. Give it a comment. Let me know what you want to see. And I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.